Kiana Kelly is busy at work under a pop-up tent on the Ventura College campus. She's using paint to make a t-shirt which will be part of a huge display. But this isn't an art project. It's an opportunity for survivors of physical and mental violence and abuse to break their silence and bear witness to what they've endured.
I grew up with an abusive alcoholic dad. It was just really hard, so I'm just making a t-shirt to express myself and open up.
Kelly is taking part in the Clothesline Project. This is a local version of what's become a national effort to let survivors speak out and let them and others who haven't talked about what they've endured know that they're not alone.
Everybody can get their struggles out in the open and overcome it and know that they're not alone. It's very isolating sometimes because you don't know there's other people out there that have had a similar experience.
What started as a few t-shirts hung up on makeshift clotheslines on the Ventura College campus 15 years ago has grown to an effort that covers about a quarter of a mile with hundreds of shirts.
This movement started in 1991 in Massachusetts. There was a group of women who had been battered and they wanted to make a statement. So they took shirts, they wrote their stories, and they put them on a clothesline, airing their dirty laundry. So this is why we call it clothesline. It is national movement. All of the shirts that you see here, there's hundreds and hundreds of shirts. These are all from Ventura College students.
Dr. Lucy Capuano is advisor to the Ventura College Psychology Club, which organizes the Clothesline Project on campus. Over the years, it's grown to include a day full of speakers who talk about everything from child abuse and domestic violence to transgender acceptance and cyberbullying.
Not only do we have the services for them to write the shirts, but we have a lot of other organizations that are here to help. We have therapists, so it's not only that they're not alone, but we have, beyond the fact that they're not alone, we have support for them to continue to heal.
T-shirts are often heart-wrenching. They say things like, the pain is gone, but the scars don't go away, and hurt me and never said tell, but you can't touch me now. Students walking through the campus admit it's overwhelming to encounter the project.
It's very emotional. It's kind of scary to know that this happens to your fellow classmates and you would never know that it happened to them.
The project's Lucy Capuano says they want to have the t-shirts and booths with information and counselors in a place where people will see them.
We make it a point to put it literally in their face because this is something that we can no longer deny. And I know that there are some triggers, but with that, I think there's a lot of healing because they realize that they're not alone and that they can't hide from it anymore. And it's as painful as it is, you know, it's always going to be inside of them. But at least now they have a way to purge and to take it out and to no longer carry the burden on their own.
Alan Chaddock is one of the students who organized the project. He says his interest in helping survivors comes from being one himself.
I got involved with this group because I'm actually a survivor of domestic violence. I was in a very bad marriage for almost 10 years. It got to a point of where I didn't see my family anymore. My only friend, which was my best friend, I actually met through my wife. Even though it was her best friend, he got tired of hearing it and he wasn't coming around that much anymore. Domestic violence happens to everybody. It doesn't happen to just women, which is mainly what people hear about. It happens to men as well. There's nothing to be ashamed of. There is help out there.
Shattuck says he's hoping the takeaway from this event is helping survivors see that regardless of the type of abuse or violence they've endured, they're not alone and that there is support available. In Ventura, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.